And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, with Christy Wheeler from Dawson Insurance Services, talking about boat insurance, travel insurance, and fishing, of course, and how it all relates into it, and having a great time, and giving away a phenomenal prize. Yeah. Thanks to Christy here.
Yeah, boy, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, a huge thanks to Christy. Such a generosity. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a full year annual deluxe travel insurance plan from Dawson Insurance. It's a $280 value. It's all of the things that we've been talking about. Yep. For the first hour of the show. You're going to be covered on every single trip that you go on that's more than 100 miles from your house. You're covered for the entire year.
Yeah.
All your flights, your travel, yep, medical, everything. Everything that's involved in an annual plan, one lucky caller or texter is going to be getting that at the end of today's show. Really, really cool. If you want to get your chance at that prize, or better yet, just your opportunity to talk to Christy, give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. It's been a very busy morning on the phones. We have our first open phone line since the show started. Phones were packed going into the break, and we lost somebody during the break there. So there's one line open right this second if you want it. 833-288-0973. As well, sending a text. Lots of great texts coming through to that Let's Talk Hookup app. And, boy, again, just make sure you include your contact info on the app, so we can make sure to get you that killer prize. We're going to jump right back into the phones. This time, talk to Arnie, who's called us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Chris, Ricky, and Christy. First, I want to say, Christy, last year you came out and you were my guest speaker for San Diego Rod and Reel, and a lot of the members were kind of wondering, like, insurance? What do you want to talk about insurance for? Well, I'll tell you what, Christy, you really explained your plan so well to our members, and you really got them to understand the really value in travel insurance.
I really appreciate you having me on there, Arnie. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You were great. I'd like to maybe have you on in the future sometime. But the question I have, do you do other than travel insurance? Like, say, if I wanted to do my home, my auto, and do travel insurance, do you offer, like, a bundle package, anything like that?
So we do offer home and auto insurance. Yes, if you bundle, there's certainly discounts for that. Our primary focus is on marine and commercial and travel insurance, but we want to make sure that we can assist all of our clients with all of their insurance needs. So, yes, we have many carriers that can cover the home and auto as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And nice you had Christy there. That must have been a fun group.
It was. Yeah, they have a great show out there. And if you haven't been, oh, my goodness, they do a raffle there. In fact, I think I won your raffle.
All right.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. My question for Christy, do the annual plans cover the lesser expensive, non-refundable airline tickets and hotel rooms? Just trying to see if that's a further cost for saving. That's from Bill in San Diego.
Bill, great question. So, yes. In fact, I purchase non-refundable tickets every time I fly because of that reason. Because I have an annual plan. I don't need to purchase the ones that are can be switched around because any additional
the extra $200 bucks or whatever.
Right, that's because any additional costs that I have, if something happens and it's covered under my plan, then I'm not paying the extra. So why pay the extra $80 or $100, $200, depending on what kind of tickets you're getting, unless I want to, be a little more comfortable, and sometimes I'll fly in a better class. But otherwise, I purchase non-refundable, a lot of times last-minute tickets, and you get great deals that way, and the plan pays for itself.
That's
10 times over.
You do that a couple of times. Yeah. Your whole year plan is paid for.
Yeah.
It really is. It's no-brainer.
So if you have an airline ticket, and you need to change the date, a lot of times they charge you a fee or something like that. Are you covered for that change?
So it depends, because it has to be for a covered reason. So it just depends on what your reason for having to cover that is, or for having to change that date is. So sometimes if you know you're like, may have something going on and it's not a covered reason, then you might want to upgrade your ticket to where it's more flexible. But for the most part, like once I've got my plans in place, those are my plans unless happens where I get sick or... You know, I hurt myself or, things like that.
What's covered? What do you mean a covered?
So covered losses. So typically a covered loss on a travel plan would be illness, injury, or severe weather.
Okay.
Those are the three majors. There's lots of other reasons. I think there's like 26 reasons on like the deluxe plan.
Yeah.
And there's some other plans. So the executive plan and some of the other individual plans, they have additional reasons that are also covered. So you can purchase like cover for work-related reasons. You can, you can buy individual plans that will cover for any reason.
Right.
So it just, that's again why I say it's so important to have an agent that knows all the plans inside out that you can talk to and give your specific scenarios, because everybody's travel experience is different and their needs for travel insurance.
And you guys understand them so well. And keep your receipts, like Ted said.
Yeah. Keep your receipts.
Go ahead. I was just gonna say, you were saying that when you're traveling, you pretty much know your plans, you know your dates, so it's easy. I do remember you guys talking in the past about that. If you were buying something that's opposite, where you, man, I need to get this thing booked, but your plans are very shaky, I remember you saying that you could do individual trip plans, that the cost might be a little more, but it had cancel any time for any reason coverage. And so, yes, you're paying a little more than what the least expensive option is, but you know that no matter what, even if you just decide, like, yep, it all fell through and I don't have a good reason, but... It doesn't matter because I paid a little extra. You're covered on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Hey, Mark in La Quinta has an interesting question. He says, good morning, Christy. Credit card companies often say they offer trip insurance when you use the credit card. This seems like a disaster in an emergency. I love having your staff being in contact with an emergency. Credit card companies, they say, like if you use your credit card for rental car or whatever, but... Good luck calling the credit card company trying to claim that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Rick. There are credit card companies that do offer within them travel insurance, but each individual credit card, again, that's where you have to read the fine print. If you've ever tried to read the fine print in a credit card of any kind, it's very difficult, never mind trying to get somebody on the line who actually understands what their specific program offers, because again, you're now talking to a credit card person, not a travel insurance person. So I don't ever steer anyone away from that, but you have to make sure that you then use that card for those travel plans, because they're not going to just automatically cover you on any trip. Let's say you use your other card because you got more points or whatever it was. Well, now then you don't have the coverage. So it does. They do provide some coverage, but it's definitely not as comprehensive as far as all of the things that are offered. And it's usually specifically just for the cost of that. It may have some minimal, emergency benefits. But and I can't speak to what the credit cards offer, because I couldn't even imagine trying to keep up with every credit card's
crazy
different options.
So your travel insurance policy that you offer does have some rental car insurance coverage, right?
The annual plans do come with $45,000 in rental car damage and theft coverage. And so if you have an annual plan, or if you purchase an annual plan and you go to rent a car, you don't have to, they'll tack on that additional daily amount.
Is that worldwide?
Yes, it is worldwide. They do limit it to a car, which I think is interesting. And I'm going to look and see if they've raised this in the last few years with the car prices as high as they are.
Yeah.
But the car value is supposed to be no more than $75,000. Well, there's quite a few cars that are more than $75,000.
Yeah.
It used to be like, you don't want to have like somebody driving around a Ferrari that's rented, and used.
Yeah, but now
insurance.
Nice pickup trucks.
So.
For sure. Well, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Brian? He's called us from Westminster this morning. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Yeah, you just covered my question about the rental car. But, Chris, what happens if your plan lapses? Do you have to write a new policy, or can you just get it renewed again?
Okay, great question, Brian. Good morning, by the way. Yeah, so you do want to renew your plan before it lapses to keep continuing to get that pre-existing condition waiver coverage. However, if it has already lapsed, you can still purchase a new plan, and then any deposits that you make after you've got that plan in place would have pre-existing condition coverage on them. It just wouldn't give you that benefit on anything you had made a deposit on more than 14 days prior.
Okay. So you can get the new policy and then purchase another trip. And
right, exactly. For all your conditions. Yeah, ones that you haven't already. Because the wording is that you have either made your deposit in the last 14 days or you already have the plan in place when you make your deposit, then you get that pre-existing condition.
All right.
But that's the only benefit that's not included in it. And, again, obviously, weather-related issues, it can't be something that's known. So that's the caveat there.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank
you. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get a chance to win that trip? Get on the phone with Christy here. There's your chance. Jeff standing by at the fan there.
This was an interesting text. Good morning, everybody. Great to have Dawson Insurance in the house. I'm curious. I'm relocating to Baja to live, to play, and, of course, to do some fishing. I'm wondering if you're able to if Dawson is able to provide car and boat and or health insurance while living in Mexico. Thanks in advance from Kurt and Vista.
Oh, Kurt, thank you. That's a great question. We do offer Mexico auto liability, boat liability, and physical damage coverage, things like that. As far as if you're once you're considered a Mexico resident, I cannot offer it because I'm licensed in the U.S. So you would need to go with an agent licensed in Mexico. But if you are still going to be, if you're keeping your residency here and you're just, you know, moving down there, I do have like snowbirds, let's say, that have, you know, spend a great deal of time down there and they want Mexico coverage year round or things like that. We do offer home and auto for that, but for U.S.
And boat too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very good. And on along the same line, Bill in Breckenridge, we know who that is. Chrissy's, do you write both travel and boat insurance in other states, because he needs both?
Yes, we do. So I'm licensed in, I think, 14 states now. So,
okay.
Yes.
So is Colorado
depending on
one of
the
them?
It might be one of our newer states.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'd have to look. I lose track of my list because we'll, you know, just depending on where we're marketing. Yeah.
Sure. But you have to be licensed in a particular state to write the insurance.
Yeah, travel insurance is a little bit different. I can write travel insurance in all states.
Anywhere.
But for the, like, home, auto, boats, stuff like that, yeah.
All right.
You
got to
be licensed.
Call the office.
But, yeah, give us a call because if it's even if it's not a state, I can point you in the right direction or I can give you, you know, where I would go.
But, again, the travel insurance you can write anywhere.
Yeah.
Outside the U.S.?
I can't write for outside the U.S. residents. Only U.S. residents.
Only U.S. residents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good.
All right. I wanted to throw another text in there before we jump into those phones. But, again, if you want to get through on the phones, it's 833-288-0973. Says, good morning, everybody. What a fun topic today. Questions for Christy. My wife and I both have our own policy. My question is, is for Christy. She has to take care of a non-family that's in assisted living. Would she be covered if we've already have a planned trip on a Mexican Airlines? Thanks for everything you do keeping us covered. That's from Mike in Huntington Beach.
Okay, so Mike, that's a great question, and it really depends if that is her job, if she's employed to take care of that person in the assisted living. If it's a like close family friend or something like that, and their situation has been declining, and now she has to care for them, that could be a reason for a covered loss. But it's very particular on whether it's considered her job or not.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
But give me a call. I'm happy to go over the scenario with you.
Time to talk about food. And that's the
man.
I love food.
Man, you missed it last week. Oh,
Charlie's
good landed. Show last week.
I know. I was out last weekend, and Brent brought in breakfast for everybody. We both missed it, Christy.
Yeah. We did. I was
Charlie's
like, ooh, am I going to get that?
That looks so amazing. And it was like, I was like, Wrong weekend to be back. But thanks to Brant for that. But I'll tell you what. You want your own great breakfast this morning? It's a perfect morning here in Southern California. Head over to Charlie's Landing right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and grab great breakfast or lunch. You know, every day they have a phenomenal breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And one of the things that they do that's super, super cool is if you've got a trip leaving tonight, and you know, a lot of times overnight boats or a full day and a half boats don't offer food before you leave.
Yeah, the departure.
And you're hungry, right? So you could pre-order it and have it come right onto the boat for you.
That's so cool.
They'll cater it to you on the boat for yourself or the whole group.
Yeah, you might be going with a group of five buds and just take care of dinner for them. You might be a charter master and want it for the 18 guys in your charter, or you just might want a killer burrito on your way down to the boat.
Right.
All of those scenarios covered. And if you're going on any trip at a C4 Sport Fishing and you show them your ticket, whether it's whale watch, fishing, whatever, as long as you buy an entree, your first cold beer is a buck. Dollar for a beer with whatever your entree is, as long as you're holding a ticket on a trip. They do such cool things there.
They do amazing things. I've got to tell you, their smash burger, if you like burgers, it's the bomb.
It's really
a great one.
Here's the kicker. There was no doubt. Well, first off, once Corey got a hold of the chorizo burrito in the morning, it was all over.
That was it.
He was raving about it. But there was, as you saw, Brant was like very generous, brought a bunch of extra food. I brought what was left to the boys at the shop. Now those guys didn't get to dig in for like 2 hours afterwards. I mean, rave reviews from all the boys in the shop. Breakfast tacos they had, breakfast sandwich. They did a really nice job.
Great fish and shrimp tacos too at Charlie's Landing. So check it out. The other thing too is if you're cruising around Mission Bay, you get hungry in the morning, or you want to go, if you launch your boat over at Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and you want a fresh breakfast there made, call up Charlie's Landing, pull into the C4 dock, go grab it.
How about when you're done getting bait? The dock's like 100 yards away from the Mission Bay bait receiver.
Yeah. So check it out. Charlie's Landing right there at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay.
All right. All right, we're going to jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. What's up, Jim? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Christy, you're the best. You know, I want to give kudos to Bob Dawson's company. I don't know how involved Bob is nowadays, but Christy and her crew, they are the bomb. They are thorough. My first year when I acquired the policy, Bob told me, it was right at the end of COVID. He goes, look, Jim, you know, these companies have new employees, and so you might run into a problem. Well, sure enough, I had to put a claim in. I ran into a problem. Christy ironed it out in just a matter of days. So anyway, a lot of people are offering you a lot of things out there, but Christy and her company, I recommend very highly. They are really, really good. And the whole company is very efficient. Okay, that's all I got.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Hey,
Reggie and Camarillo, you got a lot of fans, Christy. A lot of fans in the fishing world, not only from boat insurance, but also the travel insurance especially.
Love that.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Just wanted to touch with Christy. Thanks for Let's Talk Hookup. I have been a customer for the last 4 to 5 years, with me going to Sejo's 3 times a season. It's a no-brainer. Christy's customer service is top-notch, and she will have my business for years to come.
Thank you. Yeah, I love that. I really appreciate you. Oh, my goodness.
Lots of good fans.
I thought this was a fun one. This is going to be a two-parter. So first one says, good morning, everybody. This is Mark from Canton, Ohio. My question is, do you write policies for small LLC trucking companies that could deal with an in-home deliveries? The reason I say it's a two-parter is I know that Mark is son of Gary White, who also sent in a text, Pete, saying congratulations for 34 years. And I wanted to make sure to read that from the Iron Man, because
the Iron Man
is a big part of those 34 years.
Happy birthday to Gary, too.
Hey,
he just celebrated his birthday.
Right on. Happy birthday, Gary.
Iron Man. But, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, and I just happen to know that if it's a Mark from Canton, Ohio, that's Gary White's son,
that's
Mark.
That's Gary's
so
right son,
go to
yeah. which you go fishing.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, that's a great question, and yes. So trucking companies, we do write, you're in Ohio. I believe I am licensed in Ohio. Again, I have to look at my state list. That's terrible. I should have that in front of me at all times. But yes, give me a call at the office. I think you'll have it on the website, right? But it's 619-460-5615, and my extension is 2. And I would be happy to talk to you about your trucking risk and get you a quote on it.
And then what's your website?
Yeah. Oh, the website, that's a great resource. We revamped our website last year. I'm really proud of it. It's DR, like doctor, and then the word insure, INSURE.com. And if you go to quotes, you can find a wealth of information on there. You can look up forms. You can literally enter your information. It goes to the right person, and they start working on your quote right away. So that goes for travel, boats, business lines insurance, any insurance that we write, you can click on a quote, and I got pretty pictures on there for which kind of insurance you want, and then you just fill it out and go from there.
DRINSURE.com.
Yes.
All right, very good. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They're getting packed up again. If you want to get your shot to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
You have a good text, huh?
I thought so. I'm intrigued in the yearly plans. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about about the trip interruption. I'm mostly curious about long range fishing. If we have days of weather that don't allow us to fish, do we get a partial back? Do we get all back? Do we get none back? Same with Alaska, et cetera.
Okay.
And that's from Steve in San Diego.
That's a great question. Yeah. So if it's just like the fish aren't biting and it's just not good weather, you know, or you're just like you're traveling because you need to get to another area, that is not something that is typically covered. However, if you're going in an area and when you have to come back due to severe weather and you lose days of fishing, that could be covered loss. Yeah,
you're on a 10-day trip and you have to make a multi-day move to get above where the weather's at.
Right.
You might get a little piece of something.
I mean, it's a gray area for sure, but I have had some claims like that that we definitely the carrier paid out on, but certain circumstances. So if that should come up for you, definitely give us a call. But yes, we have had that where.
And his Alaska thing, maybe more, you know, again, you get on a day where it's the weather's so severe and you can't get off the dock and you're just sitting at the lodge. That's a potential.
Absolutely on that. Okay. Yeah. And then we've had that happen down in Mexico too.
I'm sure.
So where people are just basically sitting in their hotel room and they went to down
because
there to
the
fish.
You put their trip a year ago and the weather doesn't allow the port gets closed, which happens in Mexico a lot. You know, the port captain closes the port and that's it. You can't go.
That's covered.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
$280 for the year.
It's like
on
a
every
no-brainer.
Trip.
Right.
It's like why wouldn't if you go anywhere once or twice a year? Why would you?
Totally.
Buy it? Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bill in Mission Viejo says, Christy, this year all three of us and a family bought an annual plan. Do we call to get another one for next year, or you will send us a reminder?
Great question, Bill, but if you purchase it with us, then we will definitely be reaching out to you about 45 to 60 days in advance of your current policy expiring, and you can renew at that time. You can renew a policy once it's within 60 days, so we will definitely reach out to you before it expires.
And they're really good about that because it's important because of the pre-existing condition policy. If you renew prior to it expiring, then your pre-existing, if you've already booked trips, before that, all that's covered with pre-existing conditions.
Exactly. And so we want to make sure that you get the maximum benefit. I mean, it's zero extra dollars to have that pre-existing condition. So that we want to make sure that we utilize that benefit as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our fishdope.com report by the Angler's Realtor, Yosef Husseini. Hey, today that catch report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make those reservations today. We got the man on the line. What's up, Yosef?
Not much, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Great. Tell us some good news.
Good, good. Well, we've got a full speed wind up north. Pretty darn bad at the Channel Islands. Not a ton of reporting there. People aren't getting out too much, but it's really bad. Down south of that, Santa Monica Bay, the sculpin and sand bass, along with sheephead and whitefish, have been pretty darn good. Catalina has been still pretty much on fire. You know, it's not full speed on the sea bass and yellowtail, the bigger ones in the backside, but they still are biting. It's mainly like a 3 in the morning to twilight bite, kind of like it's been most of the year. All on squid beds for the most part. Front side of the island is still biting well on the 3Bs with some little yellowtail. The bonita have been getting big. There's some like 6 to 8 pounds units on the front now. People catching them pretty steadily. San Clemente Island, there is still a ton of squid in Caves area and around Pyramid Cove to make bait. Same deal, early morning, twilight bite for the most part. 20 to 30 pound yellowtail in about 130 feet of water near the Caves area. People have been doing pretty good. As well as there's yellowtail on the front side from Persang, Rock to Gold Bluff. Last week, La Jolla, really kicked some butt. Wednesday and Thursday were like very good days for fishing yellowtail. Good 12 to 25 pound fish. They're still up and biting, just not as good as they were the other day. Coronado Island's rock pile area has been pretty darn good. Same deal, on and off. Depends on what day you're out there. Down by the rock pile, I know some guys that got them midweek this past week on surface iron. Did pretty darn good. Big schools popping up here and there, run and gun kind of stuff. Rock pile areas from the gun site up through the middle grounds is where they've been seeing most of the fish. Offshore, up by Clemente, still pretty good fishing. Slowed down a little bit on the bigger fish. Still a big mix of fish from 5 pounds to 200 pounds. Our spotter planes had spotted a ton of fish, I think on Thursday, on the 43 spot. Just huge volume. So be looking for that this coming week. Hopefully this thing start biting. Down below the 371, 390, 302 Hidden Bank area, that whole area is just covered in fish. Mainly yellowfin. There is some big schools of bluefin mixed in, kind of moving with the whales. Yellowfin are 10 pounds to about 40 to 50. Good volume of fish, not biting bait as well as they want them to. Most of these fish are being picked up on plugs, feathers, you know, and on the troll. There are some Dorado in this area as well, kind of few and far between. They're mostly on kelp patties. Decent sized yellowtail too, 5 to 20 pounds. Down in the upper 500 area, this is a big spot of fish down there. Not as many people fishing, but there's gamut, yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail, and Dorado. And all this stuff should start biting real good here soon.
Yeah, since the weather comes down, right? Yeah, a lot of fish around. It's that time of the year. And, of course, what's going on in the real estate game?
Real estate game's really picking up. I have buyers again, which is very weird. But everybody that was on the fence before is doing a little bit of panic buying right now, especially since we are going to get these drops on the interest rate. So you're going to see the market really start moving here in the next few weeks. And then if you're thinking about selling, I'd start prepping those properties right now.
All right.
You're going to get some good money, and it'll be a good time to move.
Good advice. And I got to tell you, I had the hamburger from the Nature Fed Beef,
dude.
The other day. That's the best hamburger I've ever
had.
It's unbelievable. And their carne asada, too, is unbelievable.
See, that's what we're doing next. We pulled that out of the freezer to defrost.
Yeah.
We're going to do that tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the burger is awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing
thank
flavor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And for real, you'll see
I call it the SoCal pack.
Yeah.
Because no who else gives you carne asada, you know?
That was the thing I was the most stoked on.
Yeah.
We started pulling off all the things. Okay, there's steaks, there's burgers. Oh, right on. This guy gets my style.
Yeah.
Okay, do you ship?
Totally.
Yeah.
That's really cool, bro.
Yeah, they deliver. I don't know if they've delivered to Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. We deliver to Southern California right now. Hopefully in the future we'll get to there.
Man, it was a really, really killer product, dude. No BS because you're on the radio. It's awesome. It was everything you described and then somebody.
For sure. Well, hey,
good. You know, I'm glad you guys liked it.
I'm gonna have some more tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, if somebody wants real estate or, of course, that fabulous nature-fed beef, how do we find you?
You can get me on my website, sportsmansrealty.com. You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. Call me for beef. Call me for real estate. The
fishing,
beef company
whatever.
Is nature. Exactly. NatureFedBeef.com. You can order right online. We do have quarters in stock right now.
Very awesome. Good.
That we
all
can
right.
deliver.
And they'll deliver
week.
It right to your house like they did ours. So. Yeah. Hey, yes, thanks. Appreciate that, Yosef, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Yosef.
Hey, I got to read this text, and then we're going to follow it with a report here. Good morning, gentlemen. Didn't hear a report from Smokies in Los Barriles yesterday, and I'm going to Los Barriles on Saturday, and I was wondering what the update is after the hurricane hit when the boat's going out, and that's from Elio in Long Beach. And Chris, give us the answer.
Hey, we got the smoke dog on the line?
Yeah, he's there. Smokies Curing Company in Cantina.
Rick.
What's up there, buddy?
Morning.
Buenos dias, all of you.
Yeah, buenos dias.
Hey, First off, I wanted to congratulate you, Pete. 34 years since 1991. What a momentous occasion! Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Chris.
I mean,
that's
quite a feat, man.
Yeah,
and then
we're
secondly,
excited about it.
That's awesome. And Christy, I'm a customer of Christy's. I'm a travel policy holder. Matter of fact, I'm traveling right now, and I've talked to Christy personally, and we are going to switch over our Vaquera policy as soon as it lapses in the spring. We've already talked about it, and we're going to get going on that a little bit, maybe a month in advance to get a great policy. So I wanted to, you know, say that the policy's great and the company's great. So regarding the fishing, guys, yeah, we lost a couple days last week due to the hurricane. We didn't really have, too much damage other than, like, we had a lot of water flowing, which a little more than we would have liked, but we didn't have the damage that Cabo had at all. So we got through that, but we did lose a couple days of fishing. But we're back at it. Vaquera's fishing today. And, okay, so what's going on is yesterday the guys got into tuna, so that was good. You know, maybe actually close in, maybe like 6-7 miles off Pescadero, so that's a good sign. So they got into the tuna. It takes a little while after the hurricane to kind of get back in the swing, but it seems like we're kind of getting right back into it. The Dorado fishing leading up to the storm was, you know, it's not great. And, we've had, you know, say several Dorado being caught since, and, not many Wahoo. The bite, for the sailfish, the blue marlin and the striped marlin has continued on. That's doing great. The roosterfish bite, man, it just never quits, guys. It's still just happening close in to the north off Pescadero all the way. And then to the south from, Rancho Leonero on down to Punta Arena and towards Cabo Pulmo. So we're back into the swing of things. I think, we're on the upswing there. Like I said, lose a couple days of fish in there. I was going to say, according to, you know, the damage as well, I mean, especially it was really not much at all, especially when you can compare it to the damage we had locally when Hurricane Pedro roared through town last October.
Yeah.
Hurricane Pedro's
coming back in October, that's for sure.
I know that.
That's a very dangerous hurricane. Yeah, and what's going on with
exactly.
Smokies is doing well, everything's fine after the big drenching, and then Vaquera's back in the water ready to go fishing, right?
Yeah, and today's the first official Sunday of the NFL, so we're probably going to be pretty busy. And I mean, when the hurricane came through, it hit about 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, on Wednesday, and then by midday the next day, Wednesday we were open, and you know, people want storm pass, people want to get out and see what's going on and have some coldies, maybe some shrimp tacos and all that. So yeah, we'll be busy today, and everything's going good. And like I said, Vaquera's back on the water today fishing. So everything is good.
All right. If somebody, so Elio, when you go to Los Barriles next week, be sure you go by Smokies and say hi to Chris and tell him how much you appreciate his reports. And everybody heading down to Los Barriles for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in October there. We're going to have some serious fun. Looking forward to it.
Chris, I do have a question. Did the hurricane affect your free beer promotion of free beer manana?
Free Beer Manana is going, I tell you what, it's our best promotion we've ever done, Free Beer Manana, but the only downside is we've got some overzealous clients that always show up a day early.
Yeah, well, sure, so, yeah, it's manana, not today.
Hey, Chris, how do we find you?
You can get me at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com, call me at 858-231-1358, or get a hold of me at VaccaraSportFishing.com.
Thanks, Chris. Best, appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yep, Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Amigo. Appreciate that very much.
Take care.
He's the best.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I want to remind you, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report. Remember, you can save $30 off of a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. And I want to remind you that Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, that is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place for the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents. As well as sandwiches and frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price as the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. As always, the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports Arena.
I was there yesterday. $3.99 a gallon. And a $6 car wash.
I mean,
I was there yesterday too.
Yeah,
$3.99. That is the spot. Hey, you heard a little bonus voice there. When we come back, we got a very fun bonus of the show. Captain Frank Lopresti is going to give us a little rundown of what's going on the water. We got a lot more. Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. And speaking of talking fishing, we've got a little bonus action on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Good morning, Captain Frank Lopresti.
Good morning, good morning. Well, first of all, I have a question for Christy. I tried to call, but... As usual, the line's busy. So, Christy, we've had this happen a couple times on three-day trips. Aliar will get out there, starting to catch a few fish. Whoops, one guy's really sick. Call Coast Guard. No, he's not sick enough that we're going to come get him. You are instructed to bring him back. By the time you bring him back from 100 miles, you can't turn around and save the rest of your trip. Now, that was one person. They got sick, and in order, he insists on getting home. He's very worried about himself. Sometimes you have a doctor aboard that says, yeah, it'd probably be a good idea to take him back.
And we're not talking about seasick. We're talking about like a heart condition kind of serious illness.
Or maybe some kind of bleeding or something like that. But not bad enough that Coast Guard had come. What about the rest of the group? I mean, I've had it where Aliar's had it where the group says, yeah, we better take him back. But then after they get back, they go, well, are we going to get a refund?
Right.
Okay, so that's my question.
Yeah, that's a great question. So unfortunately, in that specific circumstance, because it's a traveler that is, you've got one passenger that's sick, and the others, if they had travel insurance, would still not have coverage for that because it isn't due to, like, if they were taken off the boat. So if he was taken off the boat, he would have insurance.
He would have
for
the
that.
Coverage.
But the rest of them, yeah, they won't no cover coverage. An entire boat.
That's a tough situation.
It is, yeah. It really is.
All right, enough of that. A report. I watched Aliar unload yesterday from an 8-day trip.
Polaris Supreme.
Yes, Polaris Supreme. And they cut the trip short by one day because the passengers had all the fish that they could catch.
Oh, come on.
And
come
they're
on.
All from Texas, and they said, well, we'd rather spend a day in San Diego.
Oh, that's
so
wow.
They got in at 5 yesterday morning rather than this morning. They were happier and all get out. And what a beautiful load of fish. You know, sprinkling the Wahoo, I think he only had 7. But nice big Wahoo, limits of yellowtail, limits of yellowfin, or close to limits, and some beautiful lingcod. But what impressed me most was some of the calico bass. We had one that weighed 9.6 pounds.
Wow.
They weren't going to even weigh them. I said, no, we're going to weigh that one.
Wow.
No
and
way.
A lot of 5-pounders, you know. And then I said, I hope you guys threw a lot back. And they said, yeah, they threw a ton back.
Yeah.
It was
where
wide
were they
open.
Fishing?
On the Pacific.
In the Pacific Ocean.
Oh,
they were fishing on the Polaris
Supreme. Oh, that ocean. Yeah.
So it was great fishing. Wow. A beautiful catch of fish. And then I came over to see Tim, who had come in.
On the Royal Star.
On the Royal Star, coming back. I think it was an 8. It might have been a 7. A 7 or 8 day. Beautiful catch of fish there. He had tuna up to, I'd say, 80 pounds. Quite a few 50, 60, 70s. And some beautiful Dorado. Beautiful catch of nice yellows. It was just the 7 and 8 day trips were smoking.
That's awesome.
Awful
news.
Good fishing. But it kind of shows you that, you know, Aliar was on an 8-day trip. They had all they needed at the end of 7. In fact, they had all they needed at the end of 6. And he was just killing time fishing calico bass.
Yeah, wow. So if you got calico bass and lingcod after limits of that, they got done early. How fun for
that
those guys.
That is awesome.
So what about the local fishing?
Local fishing is tough.
It's tough.
It's very tough. It's 10 to 20 pound bluefin with a few 35, 40s. They're seeing good fish, but it doesn't bite. And there's a few yellowtail to be caught on Cortez and Tanner. And, you know, I saw the San Diego had 34 yellows for 12 passengers offshore yesterday, but I'm not sure the size. I saw a picture of one of the fish that was at least 28 to 30 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how good that is, and I didn't see any reports of yellowfin.
Yeah.
So tough fishing. The Coronado's not bad. You know, Cameron on the Mission Bell has been
doing good. Yeah.
And I know day before yesterday it was off a little bit. I'm not sure how they ended up yesterday.
Up and down, yeah. Yep,
up and down.
Big full moon last night. I mean, maybe as that wanes, maybe things will change. A lot of times things change, especially in the fall on the full moon, right?
You know, the full moon doesn't seem to bother our long-range fish. And this year, I've said this before on the show, I've seen locally full moon fishing be very, very good. This year, not one time. Yeah. Not one time this year. Every time the full moon has come up this year, it has hurt us. So it's unusual because I've seen many, many trips in a full moon where you caught good, good fish.
How's the bait situation been, Frank? That's been on everybody's mind so much in recent times.
Jason is running the Supreme this trip and the next couple of trips. Aliar's off. He had a beautiful load of bait
and
got a full load of bait of sardines.
Yeah, and I talked to some friends that went fishing on their own private boat the other day. They said they had beautiful load of sardines. And
we got to give credit to the Irvingham brothers. They work hard. They work, you know, they're doing their best. And sometimes things happen. I think I told you before, I saw Steve Loomis leave on an 16-day trip without one anchovy or one sardine. Not one. He left. And luckily, obviously, we made bait down at the islands. But it's not unusual that it happens. This year it was very, very tough. Yeah. One of the toughest I've seen in probably the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure. So on the Royal Polaris and Shogun websites, you guys offer travel insurance through Dawson Insurance Services,
yes, we do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
And you encourage people whenever they book a trip to
absolutely.
So, Christy, I have a question. So I book a trip on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun. Do I buy the insurance right then?
Ideally, yes.
What if my trip isn't for the next year?
Right.
So it really depends. So ideally, you want to purchase always your travel insurance within that 14-day window to get the free additional pre-existing condition waiver. What I recommend is that you call right away, and we can go over your specifics, whether you're going with – if you're purchasing an individual plan, you can purchase it that day and have it be for 3 years out. Doesn't matter when the day starts. If you're purchasing an annual plan – we can push the start date of your coverage to cover your trips up to 60 days out from the date of purchase.
Okay.
So if you purchased in September, and let's say your trip's not till next November, you could still purchase it for this year and have it start like November 1st and then cover your trips all the way through November.
And your pre-existing conditions.
Right.
You've mentioned pre-existing multiple times. Yep. Like it's clearly a big deal.
It comes up a lot.
So that's the scenario where my knee has been giving me problems, and I've seen the doctor about it multiple times in the past. Maybe I've had some shots. I've been seen for it. I probably got to get surgery, but I'm putting it off. You book your trip and you don't get your coverage within 14 days, and then it comes time for your trip, and sure enough, man, my knee acted up and it prevented me from covering. That's where it gets you.
That's
because
right.
Because you had been seen about it in the past, and you knew it was potentially a thing.
Correct.
However, if you book your trip on the Shogun, and within 14 days you also buy your insurance, even though it has been a thing in the past, a year later, when your trip finally comes around, unfortunately, the knee does come up and it keeps you from going. You're now still covered because you bought it in that 14-day window.
Rick, that's a perfect example. Okay. A pre-existing condition is anything you've been acutely treated for within on an individual plan 6 months prior to purchasing, or on an annual plan 4 months prior. So that's a perfect example. I also get the question a lot, well, I'm on blood pressure medication. Well, as long as your medication hasn't changed in that window, mm-hmm. that's not considered pre-existing because it means you haven't had any issues with it. But if it's like a knee and you've been getting an MRI or you're getting, you know, PT for it, and then they're saying, well, that's not enough, now we need to do surgery, that's a pre-existing.
That's what I feel like. My favorite trip on the Supreme happens every year. If you don't book that trip a year in advance,
yeah,
you're not going.
You're not going.
You don't know what's going to happen a year from now. Things happen.
Yeah.
Just
mm-hmm.
It's such an inexpensive investment to get yourself covered.
Just push the date 60. If you don't have any trips between now and 60 days, push it out 60
days.
Right,
you can push it out.
You're covered forever.
Days.
And if you add another trip, you're covered.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, one last thing I want to talk about, because I think I've seen a couple of texts come up, is you don't have to, like, register these trips or anything with you, too. When you have that plan, you're just covered. You don't have to then call Chris and say, hey, I just added a 5-day mm-hmm. on the RP. I'm also going to fly down and go to the East Cape in October. Like, there's no – you don't have to do anything. You buy the plan, you're covered.
You're
right.
Covered.
That's a great thing about the annual plan, is that it just – as long as you still have the coverage in the plan for the year, you know, if you haven't used up all the benefit, it's there for whatever you plan.
Now, here's an interesting question from Paul in Fountain Valley. He says, Pete, Rick, Christy, and great information. Question for Christy. I live 90 miles from the dock in San Diego. Once I am on the boat, I will be further than 100 miles from home. Is something covered in case I leave home and I need to cancel, or am I covered?
You're covered, but it's how the policy verbiage is worded is your destination is 100 miles or more from home.
Destination.
On the annual plan. So it's a great question. So basically, you could be 1 mile away from your home and something happened. Your coverage would still take place because your destination was more than 100 miles from
much
home.
Further
yeah.
away.
Honestly, that question comes up a lot because there's a lot of anglers in San Diego that are like, well, I only live 10 minutes, and if I'm going on a short trip, I might not be 100 miles. We've never had an issue with a claim. Once you're on a charter, it's
an arbitrary number.
Now, if you're going on your personal boat, you know, in the bay, that's not a trip. But if you're, If you're going on a boat, you're okay. Good.
Well, I had a fun text. It says, good morning, guys. This show has been so informative, and I really appreciate Christy's attention to detail. I have a boat stored in Baja on a trailer, and it's in a secure, safe compound. And he says it's a fenced and closed at night area in the Gonzaga area. It's a 2006 boat in great coverage. What type of coverage is available for this sort of scenario? I'm thinking liability, theft, et cetera. And that's from Darren in Huntington Beach.
Good question.
Darren, that's a great question. I'd love for you to give me a call, and we'll go over your specific boat. You could get full coverage on that boat, including, you know, your liability, your physical damage. There's, depending on where you're navigating to and how far, will depend on the carrier that I would go with. So it's difficult to say, give you a number over, you know, the air, but give me a call. I'm happy to help you. Yeah.
So would that be a Mexican coverage company, or? It's in Mexico?
No. It could be a U.S. company, but they'll cover you down into Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll cover. Okay. All right. Great. Hey, we have a special guest on the line. Thank you very much for coming in this morning, Frank. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, say goodbye to Frank. He's got things to go do, and good to see you, Frank. Thanks for that. And let's talk to Mike on the tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's happening on the water?
When I was in there last week, we had talked about the elephant thing, and then the elephant thing happened.
Yeah, just like you predicted. Right?
Nicely done, buddy. Nicely done. Thanks for making that happen. Can you do that again, please?
If that's how it works, I'm down.
Yeah.
But that was pretty neat, you know, talking about how they can just show up out of nowhere, regardless of whether they've been seen by spotter planes or boats down south, and then all of a sudden there they were, which is great. But there's also some daytime bluefin fishing to be had, which is good with this set moon phase. Had some bluefin yesterday, and it sounds like some guys had some pretty good hits. So there's some 30, 40 fish hits during the day for some mixed grading, 20 pound on up to like 50 pound bluefin. And sounds like there's a little bit being caught here this morning. So we got a couple of standard day and a half trips coming up. Tonight sold out. Tuesday, there's still room. We still have, I think, about a dozen spots open. So that's another good opportunity. But we've been kind of juggling these, like I talked about last week, these day and a half trips around doing the reverse day and a half and trying to stick with these standard, you know, early 5 p.m. departures for this time of year, just in case the elephant and the bluefin have done what they have historically. And it sounds like they're starting to do that. So much welcomed.
Yeah, no kidding. Good timing. Your timing is really good. You came when Brent from Charlie's Landing brought breakfast last week. You predicted the yellowfin bite that happened this week. Yeah, man, I'm going to stick with you, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
Mike, they didn't bring me breakfast this morning.
Oh, man, you know what? I should have come in just to say hi, Chrissy.
You should have.
I was talking to him last week, and they asked if I have anything insured with you guys, and I said everything.
Everything.
I have so much faith in you guys and Dawson Insurance that I don't even look at my statements. I know you're going to renew. You guys have everything on file to keep it going. Every now and then I get an update, and like I told them, I've had you call me when you found better, you know, just one other thing. I think my side-by-side was a better deal with a different insurance carrier. So, you know, who does that?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. No, it's, and of course the tribute's insured with Dawson Insurance too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 100%. Speaking of which, how do we get a hold of if you want to go fishing on the tribute?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And then take a look at our social media, which you should be for fishing.
All right. Best, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
hearing from you. Bye, Mike.
See you guys.
Take care.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got an annual plan for themselves, giving away a full annual policy from Dawson Insurance, a $280 value when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort, the Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. I cannot believe we are giving away a full year deluxe travel insurance policy from Dawson Insurance. Chrissy's going to do us the honor, flip the prize coin.
Go for it.
Do it. Today we have a caller. Congratulations to Tom in San Diego. You've got yourself a full 1-year policy from Dawson. Congratulations.
Wow. I want to thank all the we have tons of texts today and tons of calls too. Thank you all for participating. And Christy, thank you for participating today. Thanks for coming out and being
thank
a part
you for
of the show.
Me.
And thanks for being a great sponsor of Let's Talk Hook Up. Now, heading into our 35th year.
Crazy.
Is that possible, right?
That's
so
awesome.
How do we get a hold of you if you want more information on the travel insurance?
Absolutely. So our website is a wonderful resource. That's drinsure.com. And then, of course, on the phones at 619-460-5615.
All right. Very good. All right. And, of course, you can link that all on the Let's Talk Hook Up website, too. Hey, thanks to Jeff and the fan. Thanks to Adam on the app and all that he does for us on Let's Talk Hook Up. Thanks to all of you out there. We'll be back for our 35th year next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Rick and myself and Wayne are going to just talk fishing
to
you. And then next Sunday, it's lobster season. Brian Sanchez and the guys from Promar will be here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.